Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres have points in 7 straight. They look to make it 8 tomorrow as they are home to St. Louis. We're looking forward to your child's hockey journey starting right here in Buffalo. Our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. You can upgrade to Team Tuck and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. We promised Amerks GM and Sabres associate GM, Jason Carmanos, here on Sabres Live. Great to see you, Jason. It's, much talked about here with the Sabres' run of points of late. The Amerks are off to a terrific start as well at 7-3. What's been your personal kind of big story so far early this year?
Big story is we're finding ways to get points in Buffalo, which is really important when you have this kind of start with a lot of injuries. You just have to find a way. And that's been, hasn't been perfect. There's sometimes when we've squandered a point or two away, but I like that the group is hanging in there. And I like in the early going that some of the young guys that have been coming along in Rochester have been able to contribute when needed. So that in the early going feels good.
Well, I do remember when I was in Rochester, Jody Gage was our GM, and when I would get called up and play well and return, or even if I stayed in Buffalo, like, he felt proud, right? It's like, it's like I was one of his kids. And so when you see Isaac Rosanne gets his first NHL goal, and then the next night, like, Noah Austin gets his first NHL goal, and the way that they've played, is there a sense of pride and fulfillment of what the work that's been done in Rochester?
Yeah, you're happy for them. They're putting in the work. They're on their development path. You know, there's no set time schedule for each player. I mean, they're all different. And so you, as an organization, have to keep that in mind as you go along here. You know, I love the way those two here, they're looking more comfortable. You know, they're still not, at the level, I'd say, on a daily basis. Strength for both of them is still something that could improve. But I like the mindset, their approach. You know, they're a little bit more confident out there. Rosie seems to want the puck like he wants the puck in Rochester now. Yeah. So that, that doesn't come overnight. Noah's very responsible, but now he's starting to make some plays here and there, getting a little more comfortable to play the game that we've seen him play in Rochester. So good signs. Before Kozak got hurt, I thought he was flying and playing well and doing his thing. And, those are guys that spent a ton of time in Rochester, obviously. So You like to see that over time. That's what we're trying to do. So yeah. It does make you happy to see. It makes you happy for them first and foremost because they're putting the work in.
And included in the most recent run of players scoring their first NHL goals, but he's older, but he was still incredibly valuable when you brought him into the Amerks last year, was Dunn. So, like, there has to be this art, right, to team building and all roles. What can you say about Josh and what he's meant organizationally here in the last year and a bit?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's just, first of all, just his leadership in Rochester right from the start, coming in from a different organization. The way he carries himself, I'm sure you guys know, he's just a pleasure to be around, you know, day in, day out, comes to the rink with a smile on his face, works his tail off all the time, plays hard, you know, like, you know, it's taken him a long time to score that goal, but geez, it was, you know, talk about being happy for somebody, you know, and he can, you know, he just, you know, he's the type of guy that's just going to contribute. In some way, he's going to find a way to help the team, you know, and he's still adjusting to this level. I mean, obviously there's some limitations that have probably kept him out of the league, but you know, he works at it. He's a smart player. He's determined. He competes like crazy. So, I mean, those are things our team needs. I think his presence has definitely helped, you know, in this situation where we're grinding for points, and we're getting them. You know, like I said, it's not pretty all the time, but the important part is that you're getting points.
The million-dollar question, and I'm sure that it's a situation that's a little bit unique, but there's six goalies between Rochester and Buffalo. And most of the people would want to know, like, Devon Levi is 5-0 and going to play tonight. So they want to know, how's Devon doing? How is he making the steps? But also, what are we to expect now with, you know, picking up Colton Ellis on waivers and Lukanen being healthy and Georgiev? Like, there's a couple of prospects in Leinonen and Ratzlaff that are part of this whole situation too.
Hey, you're a goalie. We just can't get enough of them. We just, you know,
love. Well, I know, but now I'm worried they're going to come for my job too. So that's the problem. There's too many of them.
Yeah, you know, you can't predict. First off, like, you know, we had some things up in the air to start the year, you know, UPL's injury status. You can't predict who might be coming down the pipe as a waiver guy that you could put onto your roster. You know, when we obviously brought in Georgiev, there was lots of uncertainty for UPL. And, you know, he's a guy, Georgiev is, with 300 plus starts in the NHL. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of experience. So, and he was fine in training camp. He didn't do anything wrong, in my opinion. A young goalie comes along that we've got time for in terms of scouting reports and the numbers to this point in his young career. And, you know, we felt like we had to take that opportunity to pick him up. You know, since he's had some, you know, minor ailments that have kept him out since he played his first game. But I think the important part is that we still feel like we're maybe not totally out of the woods in terms of, you know, making sure that, you know, UPL is healthy, ready to go. I mean, he feels good. I don't mean to indicate that there's anything wrong, and he played well the other night. Mm-hmm. You know, Lion played great last night, obviously. So, you know, it's just a situation that we're managing, knowing how important the goaltending is. You know, we can deal with a less than ideal situation in terms of having numbers. Rather have depth than a lack of depth, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is it something that you have?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Like discussions on like a time frame as far as like kind of how long you stay with this many players, or is it so situationally driven by not only your own organization, others?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, you know, a situation that, you know, it admittedly is not ideal from a number standpoint. You know, it can present some issues in terms of our roster management on a day-to-day basis, and all of that is not ideal. But, you know, it's superseded in, you know, in my mind with, you know, the interest in making sure that, you know, if we've got talented players that, you know, could help us, that, you know, we need to be mindful of that as well. So, yeah, I mean, not ideal, but at the same time, like, you know, it's a situation that we're managing mm-hmm. right now. You know, the three goalies in both places have great attitudes. They're great teammates. They understand what's going on. Yeah, and we're just, like I said, focusing on the positive aspects right now. But, you know, at some point we may need to deal with it, but we're not feeling the need to deal with it before there's, you know, something that we can't get around.
Mm-hmm. How's Devon Levi? And I mean, I can talk a lot about the on ice. Like, I feel like he's, he looks bigger. He looks stronger and a little bit more under control, which is some things that needs to, but how is he now, you know, seeing that there's three guys in Buffalo and having to be, you know, down in Rochester with, And I would assume, and I know the kid has a great attitude you just mentioned, but how do you see that being helpful for his development for the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the position, you know, is difficult to establish yourself, difficult to, you know, be in the NHL as, you know, either a starter or a backup or a 1A, 1B, you know, either spot, you know, it's not something that happens overnight. So, mm-hmm. you know, here's a guy that came in and played so well right out of the gate, and played a lot of good games for us, but, you know, it's hard. You know, I my opinion is the position takes time, you know, and I think Devon understands that. He wants to play first and foremost. He wants to be the best goalie that he can be for his whole career. You know, what's happened in the past sort of water under the bridge, in my opinion. Yeah. And at this point now, it's about him playing a lot and continuing his development path. I like what you said. I do think he's stronger. I do think that he's, been really consistent. You know, sort of like some economy in his movement, I think, in the early going, that at times he's a competitor. And he's a tremendous athlete, and at times he's maybe a little too active, and you know, pucks are you know, kind of bouncing a bit off of him, and so those are things he's working on. I mean, that's, you know, he's got so much ability, as we all know, but there's other aspects to this, as you know, being a you know, getting to the point where you're the best goaltender you can be at the National Hockey League level. I mean, you know, he's been in the fire already to know that it just keeps coming night after night. Mm-hmm. And so it can beat you down, you know? And so I think we're mindful of making sure that he goes through the proper steps in his development to be the best goaltender he can be.
Real quick, with all the talk here with Buffalo of Oslin and Rosé in the last couple of games, big, big opportunity for Consta Hellenius here to be the 1C for the Amerks tonight against Syracuse and, you know, however many games moving forward. Where's he at?
Oh, he's having a great start to his season. I don't know, 4 or 5 grade A's a night. You know, everything red line forward is really, really good. You know, still working on his overall game. And that, I mean, playing center primarily this year, you know, he's 19 years old. So, you know, like we're cognizant of that. And that development on the, you know, defensive side of his game, you know, face-offs, you know, down low play, just reading, reacting in his own end. That's still a work in progress as it is with most every young player. So, but he's off to a great start, you know, building on the way he finished in the playoffs, quite frankly. And in that series in Laval, he was our best player. And that's really saying something for an 18-year-old in that environment. So, yeah, we think he's got loads of potential. He's off to a good start, but he's still developing his all around game.
Oh, I you know what happens when we, like, I'm listening and I'm looking at his stats and I'm looking at the impact that he's having this year and knowing that, well, Roseanne is in Buffalo and Auslan is in Buffalo. And now you're like, okay, that is a learning experience for Consta Hellenius. Now, you know, he's still small in his stature, but he goes to the spots. Like, and you said there's not really any set time for development, but what can we expect for him over the next couple of years to say, like, size wise and maybe some of that physicality coming through, because I think it's there.
Yeah, it is there. I mean, he showed that in the playoffs last year and in Laval there, which is a very tough building to play in, and certainly not afraid of the moment, not afraid to, you know, to play in the hard areas. You know, he's not tall, but he's, you know, strong on his skates and he knows how to hit too. Like, I mean, some guys just, you know, like he absorbs contact well. You know, so there's some natural, I think, strength to him. Like he's a thicker body, but yet he still has lots of room to gain more strength. So, you know, that's different from Auslan. He's obviously a much slighter body. And they're basically the same height, you know, Consta is a little bit taller. But you know, strength is key for any young player. I mean, some players a little bit more physically developed. I think he's strong already without being physically developed, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an area of growth for him as well. Moving his feet more, you know, like I think he's been able to play like in Liga and other levels, you know, thinking the game through, slowing it down. And there's time and place for that at times, but when he's at his best, you know, Consta is moving his feet and going and dictating the play. Getting him to do that consistently shift after shift is still a work in progress. You know, some of it may be conditioning and, you know, just developing that tank over time. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Noah, same thing with Rosie. Like these are young guys and, you know, takes a lot of audio to play against the men in the NHL.
It does. We'll look forward to watching Hellenius and company tonight in Rochester. Jason, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care.
Jason Karmanos, Amerks GM, Associate GM of the Sabres. We've got a special Hockey Fights Cancer auction going on right now, benefiting Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. It runs through November 9th, and you can bid on all kinds of stuff, including autographed items, used sticks from warm-ups, and you can just head to sabres.com/auctions to get involved. We'll wrap Sabres Live right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.